A third candidate has entered the race for mayor of Syracuse. Current mayor Stephanie Miner can't run for the seat again because of term limits, but Republicans believe they have a candidate who can put Syracuse City Hall back in GOP hands. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Laura Levine, currently the Lafayette School Superintendent, has announced she's running for the soon-to-be-open seat.
Levine has lived in the same house on Syracuse's east side for more than 50 years.
I love my city, and everybody says that, but I am now in a unique position to be able to actually do something about it.
What she wants to do, she says, is be an agent of change, concentrating on some of the issues that currently plague the city: crime, a crumbling infrastructure, and relentless poverty. Levine will be leaving her job as superintendent of the Lafayette School District in June. She has the support of most elected Republican officials in central New York, as well as the GOP committee. And in a city where Democrats outnumber Republicans 3-1, she believes she can reach for support across party lines.
I do view myself as a multi-party candidate. I've had people from all political platforms and enrollments indicate their support for me.
There are two announced candidates in the race for the open seat: Democrat Alfonso Davis, who's run for mayor before without party support, and Independent Ben Walsh. There are a number of Democrats considering a run as well. Levine will begin fundraising shortly, and Republican Party Chair Tom Dady expects it will take $1 million to win the seat. He believes Levine, whose only political experience is running for school board more than 30 years ago, is jumping into politics at the right time.
The one thing that we learned from President Trump being elected in November is that folks are sick and tired of the career politicians, folks that think they are entitled to be the next elected generation. And Laura is an agent for change.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.